Hot.
Bring the heat.
And now, back to the show.
You are listening to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, the only program that brings you weekly world-class guests and patient safety tips and tools that you can immediately use, all wrapped up in an entertaining, positive, and listener-friendly way. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, and right now, I have a treat for your ears. For all of you listeners who have spent 30 seconds within the patient safety world, you will certainly recognize today's guest. I am proud to share the air with Dr. Lucien Leep, the Harvard physician, also considered the father of the modern patient safety movement. He is responsible for the eye-opening Institute of Medicine's report, To Err is Human, the report that found that up to 98,000 Americans die every year from medical errors made in hospitals alone. He is also the chairman and the namesake for the Lucien Leep Institute at the National Patient Safety Foundation located in Boston, Massachusetts. I could go on and on, but we have so much to talk about. So welcome to our show, Dr. Leep.
Well, it's nice to be here, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, since this show is all about our listeners, I thought it would be appropriate to reach out to them and ask them to write and send their questions for you. So we sent a huge email blast, Facebook, Twitter, that your arrival, and we received well over 100 responses. So unless you want to spend the entire day with us, we categorize them and we have several for you today. So are you okay with that format?
That's just fine.
All right. No specific order. Legal Larry wrote, Pat, please ask Dr. Leep about his opinion on disclosure, apology, and resolution. Will it become mainstream anytime soon?
Well, the simple answer is yes. Not soon enough, but sooner than I thought a few years ago. This is about transparency. This is about patients having a right to know what's going on. It has to do with honesty and openness, and so it's very fundamental. Certainly, a patient has a right to know everything when something goes wrong or when something goes right. They have a right to know what's going on and what's happened. We think it's absolutely essential if upon investigation, you find that the injury's been caused by a mistake. We think it's absolutely essential that we apologize. Apologize meaning taking responsibility and saying, you know, we made a mistake, it's our fault, and we really feel bad about it. That is the first step in terms of the patient beginning to get over. It's also the first step in terms of the physician and nurse being able to deal with it. Part of that has to be compensation for whatever costs there are, and that is something that clearly needs to be built in so that there's something awful when a patient has to sue in order to get compensated for the cost of an injury that we've caused. We came out for this 15 years ago saying that patients should be compensated for all injuries. It's begun to happen. We finally turned the corner. Mm-hmm. For 100 years, the attorneys have told the doctors, never admit you've made a mistake. Don't apologize, because if you do, the patient will sue you. That was bad advice from an ethical standpoint. It was also bad advice from a practical standpoint, because it's really the other way around. The major reason people sue is because people haven't been honest with them.
Absolutely.
And we now have evidence that that's true. There are now enough places where people are being treated the way they should be treated, honestly and openly, where apologies are being given, where compensation is being given without people having to sue. And it turns out when you do that, you dramatically reduce the number of suits, you dramatically improve the way people feel about the hospital, and you dramatically improve how the physicians and everyone else feels.
Great conversation on that. Thank you. All right. Piper K wrote, what about hospital patient safety scores? There's so many to sort through on the internet, typically without a validation of their methodology or data. How does a patient determine what is accurate, and what should a patient look for to ensure a reliable conclusion?
Well, I think the answer is that it ain't easy.
Okay.
This is a big problem. The core of the problem is that we don't really have adequate measures. We can measure various parts of safety, but there's no overall measure that covers enough and does it reliably so that we really know what we're talking about. The Joint Commission, I think, is highly reliable. The Joint Commission just checks on hospitals every couple of years, so it doesn't give you up-to-date current information, and it doesn't. It just checks on a few things. It doesn't attempt to make an overall safety score. The LeapFrog group does that, and they've spent a lot of time on this, and they now rate hospitals. And as you can imagine, if a hospital doesn't get an A rating, they then say, well, the system isn't any good for measurement.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that their system is probably the best that we have at the present time, and I think it can be trusted. And the proof of that will be that you can bet your bottom dollar that hospitals that get a C on a LeapFrog rating 1 year will bring that up the next year. They'll do whatever it takes to improve. So I think the measurement is imperfect, but we've got some, and it's going to make a difference.
All right, Bob, a son of a parent who died of a medical error, wrote, Medicare does not pay for additional costs associated with many preventable errors, including those, he calls them never events, as a way to encourage hospitals to shape up. For example, a never event is a wrong site surgery that Medicare will not cover. However, if after a wrong site surgery, the patient develops other complications as a direct cause from the wrong site surgery, does Medicare cover that? And if so, now the hospital continues to make revenue on the error.
Well, he's absolutely right. If you have bypass surgery and the hospital bills Medicare $100,000 or whatever, some horrible amount, they get paid for that. They just don't get paid for care of the complication afterwards caused by an error. I think it was a fundamental mistake. We did the same thing in Massachusetts. Actually, we started doing this before Medicare did. And at the time the legislation was put in place, I testified saying that I thought that if there was a mistake, that you should not pay for any of the hospitalization whatsoever. But in their wisdom, the legislature decided not to do that. We even have another step here, which is really foolish, and that is they don't get paid unless they can prove that it was not preventable. And so what happens, instead of this being an incentive for improvement, it's an incentive for trying to find out how you can prove that you were okay. And so that works in a perverse way. Bottom line is, I agree with him completely. I think they shouldn't pay for it at all.
That's a huge step. Wow. Because I'm sure we could go on and on and on. So where do we go from here? And what are your suggestions to improve patient safety today?
Well, I think there's two aspects of that, and that is what should we be doing in the medical establishment, and the other is what can patients do?
Right.
And the answer is we should be doing everything. I mean, we should be changing our culture. We should be implementing our safe practices. Every hospital now has a patient safety officer. Most hospitals have active safety programs, but we need to do a lot more. And the agenda is big, and people know it, and it's really a matter of getting on with it. In terms of what patients can do, I think patients can do a lot more. One is to put pressure on sort of every different aspect of the system, and in essence, politicize it in a sense. That is, boards of trustees ought to know that there's a problem in their hospital. I think patients should speak up, should write, should organize, whenever things are not right, let everybody know about it. Let the physician know, let the hospital know, let the board know. In Massachusetts, we now have patient advisory councils required for every hospital. So patients do have a voice, and they have a mechanism for making their wishes known. I think every hospital ought to have a patient advisory board. They ought to be more than an advisory board. They ought to be part of the participation in the hospital activities, and patients should push for that. And I think it's important to speak up is the main thing. And I think one of the most striking things is that we may have 98,000 people die from medical errors, but we don't have 98,000 complaints about it.
Interesting.
And we really need to have more public outrage and say it's time to stop this and do what needs to be done. And I'd really welcome that.
As things come along to you that you think our listeners should know about, please feel free to stay connected to me, and I will pass the word on that way.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Dr. Leap, it has been a pleasure and an honor, obviously, to have you with us today. I thank you for taking the time to answer our listeners' questions, and you are welcome on this show anytime.
Well, thank you, Pat, and thank you for all you're doing to help make the healthcare safer. We really appreciate it.
in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest.
SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com. That's SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com.